When I was a kid, my parents had one rule. Be home when the streetlights came on. That was it. No cell phone, no GPS, no way to track where I was. I'd jump on my bike in the morning or right after school and disappear until the streetlights started to glow. We climbed trees. We built forts out of scraps we found behind construction sites. Played baseball, 500 or jackpot with a football, or freeze tag in the street until someone yelled, "Caw." We raced bicycles down hills that, looking back, probably should have had guardrails. We hung around the community pool. We loitered outside convenience stores and gas stations, because apparently that's what every generation of kids has always done. And I'd ride over to another friend's house, knock on the door, his mom would answer, "Is Billy home?" A minute later, he'd come running outside. I only had one question. "You want a ride?" We didn't have a destination. We didn't need one. We were already where we wanted to be. Funny thing is, 40 years later, the guys I ride with now ask exactly the same question. "You want a ride?" Only now we send a text instead of talking to somebody's mom. Maybe we've never really grown up. Maybe we just bought more expensive bikes. And that should make you think. Why do bikers always describe riding with one word? Freedom. What does that even mean? Because if you ask someone who doesn't ride, freedom could mean just about anything. So today, let's figure out what bikers are actually trying to say. Welcome back, Renegades, for another hangout. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're new here, welcome. Around here, we don't just ride. We go a little deeper. Every Independence Day, you hear people talking about freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to choose. Those are all important. But riders borrow that same word to describe something completely different. Ask 10 riders why they love motorcycles. 9 of them will eventually say, "It just feels like freedom." Then if you ask, "What do you mean by freedom?" you'll probably get a 5-second pause, because the truth is, most of us have never really thought about it. We know exactly what we mean, we just can't explain it. It's kind of like trying to explain why your grandmother's cooking tastes better than a recipe online. You know the difference. Good luck putting it into words. I think freedom has become our placeholder. It's the closest word we've found for something that's actually much bigger. But before we get there, let's talk about what freedom is not. It isn't about escaping life. Sometimes people think motorcycles are about running away. Running from responsibility, running from work, running from stress, running from your problems. If you've been riding for very long, you already know that isn't true. My bills are still sitting on the kitchen counter when I get home. The grass somehow keeps growing while I'm gone. Nobody has ever said, "You know, I was going to pay my mortgage, but then I bought a Harley." That would be a terrible financial planning strategy. Motorcycles don't erase life, and we all know it. They just give us a break from carrying it for a little while. There's a difference. I think the first kind of freedom is physical. Think about driving a car. You're surrounded by glass, climate control, Bluetooth, cup holders, touch screens, lane assist, seat warmers. By the time manufacturers are finished, your car practically tucks you in at night. It's comfortable, it's efficient. It's also insulated. On a motorcycle, not much of that exists. You don't watch the weather, you experience it. You don't drive through a forest, you smell it. You don't notice the temperature changed 5 degrees, you feel it immediately. You don't simply turn at a corner, you lean into it. The motorcycle doesn't separate you from the world, it reconnects you to it. I think that's why even a short ride can feel like a vacation. Nothing about your location changed. Your relationship with the world did. But that's only part of it. Because if writing were only about wind, convertible owners would be just as happy as we are. They're not. Sorry, convertible owners. You still have cup holders. Here's something I didn't appreciate until years after I started writing. The helmet doesn't isolate you. It sets you free. That sounds backwards, but think about it. Once that helmet goes on, the phone stops mattering. The emails can wait. Nobody expects an instant reply. That group chat somehow survives without your opinion on where everybody should meet up for tacos. The entire digital world fades into the background. For one of the few times, all week, your brain gets permission to focus on exactly one thing: writing. The road, the bike, the next corner, that's not boredom, that's peace. Modern life is loud, not just noise, information, notifications, deadlines, advertisements, breaking news, somebody on social media explaining why you're apparently living your entire life wrong. Writing cuts through all of it. Not because you're escaping reality, because you're finally paying attention to it. And that leads to something even deeper. Because the greatest freedom motorcycles give us has almost nothing to do with motorcycles. That takes me back to being a kid on a bicycle who had absolutely no idea how lucky he was. Before we get into that, if you're enjoying hanging out together and you'd like to support the channel, send a super thanks and buy a gallon of gas. It helps keep these rides and conversations going, and I really appreciate every bit of support. Now, that kid riding around the neighborhood, he wasn't chasing adventure. He wasn't trying to find himself. He wasn't escaping responsibility. He didn't even know what those things meant. He was simply living in the moment. Think about it. When we were kids, we didn't need an itinerary. We didn't schedule fun 3 weeks in advance. Nobody said, let's put together a PowerPoint presentation about our upcoming bike ride. We just went. If someone asked, where are you headed? The answer was usually, I don't know. And somehow that was a perfectly acceptable answer. Today, if you leave the house without a destination, somebody assumes you've forgotten something. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, we traded curiosity for calendars. Our lives became measured by meetings, reminders, grocery lists, maintenance schedules, and whether we've answered that email that's been sitting in our inbox for 3 days. We became very productive. But somewhere along the way, many of us forgot how to simply wander. And one day, we buy a motorcycle. And without realizing it, something familiar comes rushing back. Not because the motorcycle is magical, because it gives us permission to do something adulthood somehow talked us out of. Just go. That feeling isn't new, it's remembered. This is where I think a lot of people misunderstand motorcycle freedom. It isn't the open road, it isn't the mountains, it isn't Route 66, it isn't even the motorcycle. Those things help, but they're not the source. Have you ever noticed that you can have an incredible ride just 20 miles from home? You didn't discover a new continent, you probably rode those roads 100 times. So why did it feel different? Because freedom isn't geography, it's permission. Permission to slow down, or even speed up. Permission to think. Permission to stop thinking. Permission to take the long way home. Permission to pull over because that old barn looks interesting. Permission to watch a sunset instead of watching another episode on Netflix. Freedom is having enough margin in your day to be curious again. As kids, curiosity was our default setting. As adults, it often becomes a luxury. Motorcycles quietly bring it back. Now, I think we're getting closer to why bikers always use the word freedom. It isn't because it's the perfect word. It's because it's the closest one we found. Try explaining riding to someone who has never ridden. You can tell them about horsepower, torque, lean angle, wind, scenery, engine sound. None of that explains why a two-hour ride can completely reset your attitude. None of it explains why you've gone for a ride after a rough week and somehow came home lighter. Nothing in your life changed. Your problems are still waiting, but somehow you're different. That's difficult to explain. So we say, it feels like freedom. It's shorthand, not because freedom is the complete answer, because language runs out before the experience does. Remember the beginning of this video? Walking up to the friend's house, knocking on the door, you want a ride? That question hasn't changed. Only the bike has. Now it's a text message. You riding this weekend? What time? Where are we going? I don't know. Perfect. That might be my favorite answer, because it reminds me that under the gray hair, the reading glasses, the ibuprofen, and the noises we make every time we stand up, we're still those kids. We're still looking for a little freedom before the streetlights come on. Only now, the curfew is a little later, and the bicycles have V-twins, or boxers, or parallel twins, or whatever makes you smile. The bike almost doesn't matter. The feeling does. So, what does freedom on a motorcycle really mean? I don't think it's about escaping your life. I think it's about reconnecting with it. It's about remembering who you were before life became nothing but obligations. It's about feeling the world instead of watching it through a windshield. It's about trading notifications for some engine noise, schedules for sunsets, deadlines for horizons. Just for a little while. Maybe that's why bikers struggle to explain it. Because freedom isn't really a definition. It's the closest translation we found for the feeling that starts somewhere deeper. And maybe the little kid riding around until dark never disappeared. He was just waiting for you to get back out there on the road. Now I'm curious about your story. When someone asks why you ride, what does freedom actually mean to you? Or do you think there's a better word? Let everyone know down in the comments. I have a feeling we're going to get some pretty thoughtful answers on this one. I read every one of them, and this is one of those conversations where I think we can all learn something from each other. If you've ever heard another rider say they finished a hard ride and wondered what they actually meant, I've got another story from the saddle that dives into it. If you want to know why bikers refer to some rides as hard riding, stick around a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. If you feel that kid urge for freedom building and the weather's too good to stay inside, go grab your helmet. I'll see you out on the road.